We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I didn't quite know how to say this in the 4 o'clock hour because I did not want to pump the brakes on the Isha hype. This is the time of the year where everything should be celebrated. What did Aditi call it with us yesterday? This is the everything's great time of the year, something like that.
It works for me. It's You're like the Lego man where everything is awesome.
So you and the Shahive have been put in a position that I don't think I would enjoy if I was that beholden to a player. No, just the way.
Well, I mean, it's, I don't know the phrasing of it too. We're not beholden to Shador that way. We're just rooting for Shador.
Well, what I mean is, the Browns clearly have felt some sort of way about Shador from the pre-draft process, and they're making him earn every scrap.
Yeah, they are.
If this was any other quarterback battle, it wouldn't be a to-do, but the quarterback battle is between Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders. Like, it's a little weird to get chintzy with one guy's reps when the other three guys all have some knock against them. But here's, so this is, I'm not trying to rain on the parade, but specific to what Albert said, this is an opportunity. How big of an opportunity remains to be seen, because if Dylan Gabriel's hamstring is all of a sudden on the up and up a week from now, Dylan could be right back to all those second team reps, first team reps, and Shador could be back to be throwing to ball boys.
So I guess we do have to figure out what exactly we're driving at when it comes to the big picture with Shador and the Browns in this conversation. Do I agree with Albert when he says that Shador is not going to start week one? Yes, I do. I do agree with him in that. I don't know that there's anything Shador can do at this point to kind of take over and jump everyone to go ahead and win the job. But I do think what Shador should be trying to play for is first out of the gate after Joe Flacco. And that's what I think he's got to try to really strive for.
See, I think that's what's difficult. Because when I say this kind of stuff, it sounds like I'm painting the Browns in a specific light. I've said this a few times, and I'll say it again. These big organizations are no different from your workplace, which is you can have smart, competent bosses who you personally like, who also have their own favorites, who also have their own preset opinions on people you work with. You and I have talked a lot about how one of the values of both Andy and Keith and having them as bosses is even if they had a preset opinion, they've always allowed people to change their opinion.
Yeah.
I have yet to see if Kevin Stefanski is going to allow Shador to change his opinion. That's one half of this, right?
Well, that's why I was ready to get angry if he didn't do what we got found out today, or what we found out today, that he's going to be starting on Friday.
But the other one's Dylan. Like, I think Dylan was a Kevin pick. I think Dylan was a, hey, we've made you sit through the Baker stuff, through the Deshaun stuff, through the Jameis stuff, through all this stuff, through the DTR stuff. This is your guy. I think that's really hard to come off of, whether you're Kevin Stefanski or whether you're a Nudnik like a Pat Shurmur. So, like, whether you're the smartest coach in the world and a great guy, or whether you're just kind of a bad coach and a good guy in Pat Shurmur, these things are baked into the fiber of humanity, let alone, oh, now there's $10 million each riding on this as well for coaches and GMs. Like,
yeah,
there's a lot riding on this, and you're going to go with the guy you trust. So it's not enough for Shador just to be really good on Friday, or, oh, man, he made a couple big plays and really executed the offense. It's like That's just half the battle. He also has to overcome Dylan, and I think that's so much harder than just looking good on the field because you're talking about people's preset opinions.
Yeah, but I do think it's a big part of it, though. Like, the more and more you are able to perform on the field and showcase that you can do it with the ones and you can do it anytime you're asked and consistently over time, you don't have the highs and the lows like Dylan has displayed, you're only setting yourself up to then garner that trust. And I'm happy that Chidora is going to have at least, even if it's a minuscule opportunity, he's going to have an opportunity to at least showcase if he can or cannot pass that test.
And this is why the quarterback kerfuffle, it is a journey. Right? We talked about checkpoints earlier, where it's not like he's here, this is where he is. Like, because they're young quarterbacks, they do have time to develop and figure this out. If Chidora's going to overcome Dylan, it ain't happening just on Friday. It's going to be a slow, methodical build over time. And I do wonder if they're like, Albert did say, in fairness, Albert said Shador's made up some of the ground. I wonder if there's enough time with, you know, three preseason games. And I know there's a lot of time till the opener, but camp is almost over. You know, after the next round of joint practices, all of a sudden everything starts to whittle down to a lot less reps. I do wonder if there's time here for Chidora to make the jump, or whether that's going to have to come in the regular season, and whether that might have to come after Dylan has already got on the field and maybe not had success.
I mean, there are signs here, though, that the Browns are being willing and they're at least being open-minded to this. That's Albert saying that he's helped close the gap a little bit. Like, there's signs there. They're recognizing what we saw in training camp on Friday with Dylan wasn't good, not acceptable. But what they've seen with Chidora, consistent. Day in, day out. Like, that's day, like, he's moving in the right direction.
Yeah, so. But if Dylan wasn't hurt, Dylan would be starting this game.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Right.
I don't disagree with that. Yeah.
So I think that's where it's like there is an element of what Albert said that I think we have to acknowledge. It should sobering for the Shadats out there.
I think we're in like the second inning of this whole entire thing, though. I think we're very early on, all things considered, because I think what you tell me what you think, but when it comes to what matters the most, I think the joint practices matter a ton. I do think the preseason games matter to a degree. And then I think what we've done up until this point is probably third on that list.
So if we're talking about the 2025 season as a whole, it is the second inning. And I'll give you that. If we're talking about the preseason and camp, this is the fifth or sixth.
I mean, Joe Flacco's already won the job, according to Albert, essentially. Like, he didn't even want to entertain the idea that anybody else had won the job.
I think...
Like, everyone's playing for second in Albert's mind, and how he put it, they've been playing for second for a while.
You know me. I will be happy if Joe's the starter week one. I think I'm happy for what that would mean for the locker room. And in reality, there's three guys that can start week one that'll be some level of happy with this. The only guy I'd be mad with is Kenny Pickett. All this being said, I think that's even premature because I really still think they really like Dylan Gabriel. And I think, I think the morning show called me out, I guess, on something that I said yesterday about prepare yourself for Dylan Gabriel to play.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I get that might not be what you want. The reality is I think the Browns are more open-minded. It is Joe's job unless Dylan or Kenny take it. I don't think we can put Chidora in there yet, but maybe Friday's a part of that as well.
Yeah, I don't think Chidora has a chance to win out for the starting job week one. But again, like I just think this is all about it for the backup job. Because I think we can all understand Joe Flacco's not playing 17 games. That seems like the likelihood of that happening seems very minuscule to me.
That's what's interesting is people were so consumed about week one. isn't the best thing for the Browns that somebody takes a hold of the Browns job and then doesn't give it up for 17 games?
Yeah, ideal world, that's what happens.
So, like, Joe into, let's say it's week six, because everybody talks about those first 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Joe into Dylan going into week seven, you've already kind of failed on some level for that to happen.
Well, yeah, it's how we've been talking about this quarterback race the entire time. We haven't been talking about it like it's one guy for the whole season. It's such a backwards way of looking at it, but it's how we've all done it. Where it's like, all right, this is the guy to start off, and then we go into the next quarterback.
Yeah.
And then maybe there's another quarterback after that. It's a backwards way of thinking, but it's how we all have approached this.
It's the Ross Tucker thing. Where Ross is like,
you thought all four was going to be in like, four game increments?
Joe's got four, five games. Then Kenny's got four or five. Then Dylan's got four or five. And then it's like, well, no, that sounds awful. I mean, that sounds like a roadmap to a 2-win season.
Well, I think that's where people think we're headed anyway. But if
the hard way.
If Vegas was, what are we at, the craps table? I want it the hard way. If Vegas was doing the odds of a 17 game Joe Flacco starts every single one of them schedule, it'd be astronomical.
Well, but this is ultimately where I land with the quarterback battle. Again, I'm not predicting Dylan's going to win the job. I just think they're giving him so many opportunities to get ready for the early part of the regular season that tells you there's significant intent to play him at some point early in the season. Whether it's week one or week seven, there's really not a huge gap in how quickly he has to get ready for either of those dates to be it. But I think it's interesting. This flies right in line with a Joe Burrow thing. The Bengals like need to fast start. It's like, dude, you're trying to win a Super Bowl. I don't give a rat's ass about week one if I'm trying to win a Super Bowl. I give a rat's ass about week 10 and Albert's line about being an ascending team. If you want to be that's for the Bengals, of course. I want you to get better over 18 weeks and then see you in the postseason. Just keep Joe Burrow healthy. With the Browns, if the goal is to be an ascending team, well, those rookies need to get reps, and the earlier the better.
Yeah, I'm looking at it like if it's going to be really hard when the season gets underway, Nick, to then be able to overtake and prove what you can do. And that's why I think the battle, if we're playing the battle for second, I think that's why it really matters for the joint practices and the preseason games. Because once you get the season going, like Joe Flacco will have times where he doesn't do all the reps, obviously, but Joe Flacco is going to be playing a lot during the week in the practices.
We've got Lance Reisland coming up at carry the two, 6 o'clock, but 216-474-0092. Do you think this is a legitimate chance for Shador to slingshot into the quarterback competition? I think that remains to be seen. I don't want to tamp down the hype. I want you to enjoy it, but I don't want to go too Shafar. I realized we was one too many shows. I understand that. I get that. I know that. More to come in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.